Continued fallout and protests in the wake of an immigration agent's killing of a 37-year-old woman, Nicole Renee Good, shooting her point-blank in the side of the head while in her vehicle. Protesters rallied outside a federal building this morning in Minneapolis after thousands rallied Wednesday night.
What makes this moment even more dangerous is not the violence, but it's the lies, the distortion, the denial, the propaganda from a federal administration that's shown again and again a willingness to exercise brutality.
Video shows officers shooting chemical agents like tear gas at the protesters. Protests continued this evening, remembering Good.
Say her name!
She was the mother of three children and an apparent legal observer amid protests against the Trump administration's ramped-up mass deportation agenda that's deployed 2,000 immigration enforcement agents to the city. Immigrant and civil rights groups are calling for accountability for the shooting. Nakima Levy-Armstrong is a civil rights attorney and activist.
We demand the immediate arrest and prosecution of the ICE agent responsible, the public release of the agent's name, full disclosure of all video and body camera footage, termination of the agent's employment, the withdrawal of ICE from the state of Minnesota, and the establishment of a victim's compensation fund to support Renee Good's child and family.
The Minnesota Star Tribune identified the shooting ICE agent as Jonathan Ross, who, during another ICE action, was reportedly dragged from a vehicle last year in the state and needed 20 stitches on his arm. He reportedly got his hand stuck in a vehicle driven by a wanted immigrant child sex abuser. The Trump administration continues to defend him. Here's Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem speaking from New York today.
These individuals had followed our officers all day, had harassed them, had blocked them in. They were impeding our law enforcement operations, which is against the law. And when they demanded and commanded her to get out of her vehicle several times, she did not. So we'll continue to allow this process to unfold and recognize that these law enforcement officers every single day put their lives on the line. They go out and do their jobs. They go out and
for a domestic terrorist, though, without an
this was an act of domestic terrorism, which
is
perpetuating
no investigation into who she was or what she was about. And yet now you're saying
these policies and procedures that follow a use of force situation like this are continuing.
The Trump administration is also blocking Minnesota state investigators from accessing evidence as federal agencies are refusing to work with them on a probe into the killing. Here's Minnesota Governor Tim Walz.
It feels very, very difficult that we will get a fair outcome. And I say that only because people in positions of power have already passed judgment, from the president to the vice president to Kristi Noem, have stood and told you things that are verifiably false, verifiably inaccurate. They have determined the character of a 37-year-old mom that they didn't even know.
Vice President J.D. Vance at the White House is defending the agent.
Of course, nobody wants an American citizen to be killed. This is absolutely a tragedy, but it's a tragedy of the making of the far left. They have radicalized a very small segment of the population, taught them that ICE agents are engaging in wide-scale violation of people's rights.
And seemingly looking to move on from the issue.
I don't care what Tim Walz says. I care about getting to the bottom of this fraud for the American people, and I care about enforcing the nation's immigration laws. That's what we're going to stay focused on.
And he's not alone. Republicans on the House Oversight Committee rejected a motion by Massachusetts Democrat Ayanna Pressley to subpoena all records and footage related to the shooting. Pressley, in a statement, called ICE a rogue and violent agency that must be abolished. Progressive Democrat Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York called for greater oversight of the agency.
From the moment that this Congress decided to authorize and explode ICE's budget, they are accountable to no one. It's important that people know that ICE has less accountability than virtually any law enforcement agency in the United States. And yet they are some of the most well-funded. They are operating with impunity. And we just saw them murder an American citizen in cold blood in the street.
Illinois Representative Robin Kelly said she'll file articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem. In Illinois, Chicago's Mayor Brandon Johnson responded to the killing, condemning it, noting their similarities to an ICE agent's killing of a Latino man in his vehicle last year in Chicago.
No community deserves to be subjected to the terror that's stemming from this president's use of ICE as his personal militarized force. At the start of their operation in Chicago, an ICE agent killed a father, Saverio Villegas Gonzalez, under very similar conditions, in his car, right after dropping his children off at school. And just as they tried to do today in Minnesota, the Trump administration lied about what happened and spewed misinformation in an attempt to distort the public's understanding. There was no accountability for that killing.
But the Trump administration isn't backing down from deploying immigration agents to Democratic-run cities and states. Speaking to Fox News last night, the vice president said ICE will start going door to door.
I think we're going to see those deportation numbers ramp up as we get more and more people online working for ICE, going door to door and making sure that if you're an illegal alien, you've got to get out of this country. And if you want to come back, apply through the proper channel.
Jason Chang is an immigrant rights advocate in Minneapolis.
We will not be cowed into giving up our civil rights in the face of this aggression. In the wake of Renee's murder, 10,000 people showed up on Portland Avenue to express their grief and commitment to stand up for their immigrant neighbors. We absolutely have the numbers. The more we show up for each other, the safer all of us will be.
I'm Christina Onestad, reporting for Pacifica Radio, KPFA.